We have already begun to record this call. Everybody, whatever you're doing, stop what you're doing. Put the dishes down. If you're putting a bite of dinner in your mouth, like, go ahead and hold that for a pork for a moment. Let's just lift up our voices together and thank God for what he's doing in our church right now. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We're grateful, Lord, and we are thankful for what you are doing in our midst, Lord God. You are doing great things, Lord. You are providing miracles, healing, salvation, deliverance, Lord God, to your people. Hallelujah. And for that, we are thankful, Lord Jesus. And we're going to share some of these things tonight. Everyone said amen. All right, where do we begin? Where do we begin? I'm not sure where to begin, but let's start with our Saturday morning evangelism street service that we've been having here in the last several weeks. Great things have been taking place, everyone, as you may be aware. We're feeling the anointing tonight. We're feeling the Holy Ghost. We have more callers. I think we have a lot more callers than we usually do on a Monday night, and that is a great thing. I think this fire is beginning to spread. The root is beginning to take hold of more minds, hearts, and spirits of the people in our church. There are great things happening. Let me just start with this. Last Saturday, we had over 30 people at our Evangelism Street service. And you can ask anybody from Brother Prime, Brother Dave. I mean, I'll go down the list, Sister Cindy and Sister Jessica and several others that were there. You can feel what is taking place, everybody. And this is not hype like Pastor Clark says. This is not just emotionalism and people just getting excited and throwing some words around. No, the anointing is there, and the Lord is beginning to set a root of evangelism deep within us where there is a new meaning. And those of you that are on the call, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's like this new meaning, this new understanding, this new excitement. Brother Prime, we're going to talk about Brother Prime. We're going to talk about this Sunday. I'm jumping all over the place. But the point is this. We can feel it. There is something real. It's tangible. As we were there closing out on Saturday, two Saturdays ago, we finished everything up with some testimonies, and we prayed, and we said goodbye, and it was the funniest thing to watch, everybody, because everyone just stood there staring at each other. Nobody wanted to leave. Nobody wanted to leave this anointing, this spirit of evangelism that was just setting there. It was real. And people just kind of stood there looking at each other. Well, what do we do now, Brother Vic? I mean, we don't want to leave. We don't want to leave this. So I just began to say, hey, who has a testimony? And that's where it started up again. There is something that the Lord is doing. The fact that we've been going out there for more than 4 months now, I believe, everybody, to that street corner, and the Lord has blessed it. The Lord has honored it. Oh, I get excited just thinking about it. The Lord is now allowing it to grow and develop in such a powerful way, in such a profound manner. This is not one person. This is not two or three people. This is a team effort, a family effort, and it is our privilege, my privilege, to be a small part of it. And I know those of you who are part of it, you feel the same way, because this is what it's all about, everybody, evangelism. We've heard it said before, the heart, God's heartbeat is missions. It is evangelism. The Lord wants souls to be saved. That's why he came in the form of the Lord Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago to this earth, to call, to save, to bring back those that are lost. And that's what he's doing through you and I now presently in our church. All right. So anyways, this is what's been happening on Saturday morning, this last Saturday, with all of our youth gone out to Lamont on that back to school rally. And with several of our people here at the church working on Sunday school classrooms, cleaning up and all that good stuff, which needs to be done. With all those groups doing all those things, we still had over 20 people at our evangelism street service on Saturday morning. Everybody, this is a testament to what God is doing and to our people who have grasped, who have caught a hold of this burden, of this spirit of evangelism, and that are wanting to be a part of it. So everybody, get a hold of those of you who have not been out there yet, who haven't been there for a while. You need to come and catch that fire of evangelism that's passing by right now, everybody. All right, what else? Thank you, Lord Jesus. And here's the other thing I want to say, everybody. We're making a few little changes. As I'm doing these devotions, as you know, this is a family effort. It's not just Brother Vic. It's everybody. As we're talking, as we're sharing things, if you are reminded of a testimony, of something that happened, a miracle, anything good, please shoot a text in and let me know, and I'll say it for the whole group. Or if you want to share something at the end of the call, say, Brother Vic, I really have something, a burning testimony. Go ahead and send me a text, and I'll open up your line so you can share that testimony. All right, everybody. So let's continue to move forward. Here we go. We're talking about several things that have been taking place. And let me look at my notes, because I've got to keep some notes, otherwise I'll be all over the place here. So we talked about Saturday, what's been happening the last couple of Saturdays. And at the end of those meetings on the street corner, and during those meetings, we have several people now who are stopping by, who are coming by saying, hey, I've noticed you. And we've heard this, I think, in the last couple of weeks. I've been noticing you folks out here in the last several weeks. Did you hear that? As I'm driving by, I've noticed you a few weeks ago. I've noticed you a month ago, a couple of months ago, and we noticed what you guys are doing. And think about it for a moment, everybody. If you were out there on the street driving through, you're not in church, and you see these crazy people on the street corner shouting, testifying, preaching, singing, and holding up these signs and giving cards out, you'd kind of think they're a little wacky, like, okay, they're a little extreme. But as the weeks go by, as the months go by, and they see us there, we're still there. We haven't gone anywhere. We're still at that street corner doing what we do. They begin to realize, hey, these people are for real. They're not just a one, two-time little, you know, sensational thing they're doing on the corner. No, they're here for the long haul. They're consistent. They're faithful. And they start paying attention. They start respecting what we're doing. They start earning a respect for us. And a couple of people have told us that, have noticed what you guys are doing. I've noticed it. And they come in, and now they feel comfortable. Can you guys pray for me? You that have been there on Saturday, you know what I'm saying is the truth. And it's a pleasure. It does something to you, causes joy to come out of, spring forth from us, knowing and hearing that, hey, would you pray for me? My sister, my dad, my uncle, my family member, would you please pray for us? There's a need in my family. And we end up praying for them right there on the spot. So once again, great things that are taking place on the street corner. Well, Sunday, yesterday morning, Brother Prime, who taught the Sunday morning lesson, he was on fire as usual, full of the Holy Ghost. That man is a prayer warrior, and those of you who know him know this is the truth. He's consistent. He is faithful. And so he talked about a lot of things. He talked about prayer, about praying the right way, praying faithfully, all right? And he also talked about the fruits of our labor and the fruits of our prayer, that the Lord is blessing us for being faithful in prayer. And one of those fruits, one of those results of that prayer, he talked about it, is our evangelism, what's happening on the street corner there on Saturday morning. He talked about, he said a couple of things. He goes, you know, some people may not be too comfortable going knocking on doors. Okay, that's fine, whatever. But look, he said, we're out there on the street corner, and it's actually easy. It's fun. It's actually enjoyable. He told me this on Saturday. He said, Brother Vic, I'm actually excited to come out here on a Saturday morning. Brother Prime, you know, he doesn't tell no lie. He's being honest. I actually am excited to come out here on Saturday morning, Brother Vic, because look, we're out here. People are driving by. They're forced to stop at the red light. They have to listen to us. And we know they're feeling the anointing. We know they're feeling something great that's coming out of what we're doing here. So Brother Prime talked about that on a Sunday morning lesson. It is something that God is using us in a new form of evangelism that we're not used to, everybody. Think about that for a moment. We're not used to being on the street corner with a guitar and with a speaker and with a microphone and out there waving. And the first couple of times, I'm not going to lie, we were all kind of gun-shy, including Brother Vic. The first time I was like, what do I say? Pastor encouraged me, Vic, you can do this. Come on, just get out there. And thank God for our pastor, who has a vision, a man of faith, who helps us to kind of nudge us and push us out there into the water that's more than knee high, more than waist high. And thank God for him doing that, because after a few weeks of doing that, we all began to feel more comfortable. Hey, we can do this. God wants us to do this. So once again, that's what Brother Prime talked about on Sunday morning. I'm excited to do this. We are thrilled to do this. This is not a chore. This is not a mechanical thing, a thing that we're forced to do. All right, now let's switch gears and talk about Hermano Alcantar, Brother Alcantar. He was here Sunday morning, preached. He was here Sunday night, and we heard the great message. The Lord is always moving and ministering through him in a powerful way, in a very real-time way. I like to put it that way. It's very real-time. He's hitting the head on the nail. How does the saying go? He's hitting the nail on the head every time he comes, and it's very real time. It's something very effective for the time and the season that we are in. And last night was no exception, everybody. Those of you who were in the service, you heard what he talked about, and he hit different areas. It was about the love of God. Yes, we have to have the love of God in everything that we're doing. But I feel the Holy Ghost just saying this. And he talked about having the love of God for sinners. You know, just like we're on a street corner. We're doing this because we love God and we love people. Okay, that's great. And we have to love souls and sinners that are coming into the church, and that's right, and we need to do that. But then he said something else. We have to have this love of God for each other. Boy, let me just say that again. We've got to have this love of God for each other. Well, I love everybody, Brother Vic, and I love my brother, and I love my sister, and I believe we all, that's a general consensus. We all feel the same way. We love each other. But then he started kind of, like I said, getting down to the nitty-gritty, like Brother Alcantar does. He says, I'm talking about some things where there's some differences. Sometimes there's little walls of division, and perhaps it's things that happened years ago, and maybe they weren't settled completely, and over time, things kind of just fester, and you know, maybe there's not a really good feeling, and you kind of watch, I don't want to say the word avoid anybody, but you kind of not... let's just say it, you kind of avoid a certain brother or a sister, certain sister whenever you're going to do something because there's a discomfort or something that just doesn't feel right. Now, you don't disdain, you don't hate them, you don't feel any bad animosity, but it's just not quite right. Do you hear what I'm saying? That's kind of where Brother Alcantar was headed, what he was talking about last night. Well, he made it very clear, we've got to tear those walls down, everybody. We've got to bring those walls of division down. And towards the end of his message, he said, you know what? There's several points, other points that I want to talk about, but you know what? I can't. The Holy Ghost just wants me to stay right here. We need to love each other. We need to have a love for each other. He even said, excited for each other. Hey, I heard you had a new place you found to go eat. I'm excited for you. I'm thrilled for you. Sounds a little corny, doesn't it, everybody? Sounds a little far-fetched, a little extreme, but you get the spirit of what he's saying. We need to be excited about each other, excited for each other. Hey, brother, I heard you got a promotion. Sister, I heard that you got a new dress or whatever girls talk about. I don't know, but they're excited for each other. Versus, I'm not going to tell her this. I'm not going to tell him that. It's a little too personal. It's a little too intimate. You know what? As a family, we need to be a tight-knit family that feels for each other. When someone else is hurting, one of our brothers and sisters are hurting or they're suffering, we need to... Boy, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost just saying this. We need to feel for each other, whether it's bad or if it's good. If it's bad, brother, I'm praying for you. Sister, I'm feeling your pain. Brother, I'm happy for you. Sister, you got something great happening in your life. God bless you. I'm excited for you. Well, here's where I'm going with this, everybody. At the end of the service, Brother Alcantar came to me at the altar when we're praying for people, and he came to me, and you should have heard his burden. It was almost as if he did not finish getting his, you know, laying his burden in the preaching. He said, Brother Vic, here's the deal. I couldn't move forward. I got stuck on this thing about the love of God for each other, for everyone in the church, for each other. I couldn't go forward. Brother Vic, I wanted to talk about the other things that come when we have the love of God flowing, which is the joy, which is the peace, which is the power of the Holy Ghost and miracles and all the great things that come afterward. But Brother Vic, we can't get those things if there is a blockage. Hear me, everybody. If there are things, there are obstacles that are holding us up, and I heard what he was saying. You're saying we can't break through. He goes, that's exactly right, Brother Vic. If we can't break through those walls, break through those barriers of that love of God that needs to be there, where there's an unfeigned love of the brethren. We're going to read that scripture in just a minute. If we can't have that unfeigned love of the brethren flowing freely like a channel that flows through a river that where there's nothing blockading or creating a blockage or an obstacle for that river to flow through, if that unfeigned love of the brethren is not flowing through, we will not be able to get to the other things that God wants us to have in the church. Because it's with the unfeigned love of the brethren where we're going to have unity. We're going to have unity. We're going to have unity. He told me three times, I believe, he said that. Real unity. Real unity. You know what I'm talking about. There's kind of a unity where there's a cohesiveness, but it's kind of loose. It's not too tight. Then there's a different kind of a unity where you feel comfortable with everybody. And then there's yet another type of a unity, everybody, where you don't even have to say things. You don't, you just look at each other in the eye and you think, yep, I know what you're thinking, brother. Sister, I know what you're thinking. Just like the Lord said, I will guide thee with my eye, with mine eye. It's the same thing with us. Brother, I see what you're thinking. I'm looking at you, sister. I'm looking at you, brother. And we can see eye to eye. I believe that's where the saying comes from. We see eye to eye. We can look each other in the eye. There's no obstacle. There's nothing there, a bad thing, a negative thing, where we feel uncomfortable or we can't agree on certain things. But we see eye to eye. There's a clarity. There's a clarity and a focus in our vision. Boy, the Lord's helping me right now, everybody. Brother Vic, ain't this good? And that's the truth of the matter. The Lord's going to give us a clarity and a focus of vision, because with that vision, we're going to be able to see further down the road of revival. Without a vision, my people perish. But the Lord's given us that clarity of vision when we can see eye to eye. Boy, I don't want to belabor this point, but I hope you're seeing, no pun intended, what I'm talking about tonight, everybody. The Lord wants us on the same page so we can be marching down that same road of revival. I hope you're feeling this. And Brother Alcantar made it very clear to me, came to me twice last night at the altar. Brother Alcantar, I hear you. I feel you. I see what you're saying, Brother Alcantar. Maybe he did that for a reason, because the Lord knew I needed to talk about this tonight, everybody. We need to have this unity, this love of the brethren, this unfeigned love of the brethren flowing in our midst so that we can see the great things that the Lord wants to give us. The Lord wants us to have great revival. He wants us to have miracles, and we've been talking about this for quite a while. Oh, we want to see the miracles. We want to see the miracles, but are we willing to pay the price? Are we willing to pay the price? Praise God. And I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to be very honest with you. The reason I've been holding off here for the last few seconds is I've been trying to find this scripture, and I've just found it. It's found in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 22, and we're going to read it right now. This is Peter, by the way. This is Peter, the Apostle Peter. You know the Apostle? You know, the one that the Lord used mightily when he told him, Peter, you're going to preach on the day of Pentecost. Peter, do you love me? Oh, there it is. He said, Peter, lovest thou me? Lord, you know I love you. Yeah. And then the Lord asked again, Peter, do you love me? He asked him the second time, do you love me? Well, Lord, yes, you know that I love you. Why do you keep asking me that? He started getting a little bit annoyed. There's Peter's carnality. Oh, we can all relate to that. And the Lord asked him yet a third time, Peter, do you love me? Lord, you know I love you. Then feed my sheep. What a message there is in that. We don't have time to go into that tonight. But think about it. That if you love me, Peter, then feed my sheep. Well, now, can I tell you something, everybody? In order to feed the sheep of God, you're going to have to love. I hope you're hearing and feeling this. I hope you're not just hearing that train that's going by, but I hope you hear what I'm saying right now. If in order to feed the sheep of God, you're going to have to love the sheep of God. And this is that same Apostle Peter that wrote this in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 22. It says, seeing ye have purified your souls. First thing we got to do is purify our souls. Oh, isn't that the truth, everybody? In order to do this, we're going to have to purify our souls, our hearts, our spirits, our minds. Of what? Of differences. Well, I don't have hate. I don't have bad stuff. No, but maybe there's some differences. Maybe there's some things that are kind of, you know, some stumbling blocks, some stumbling stones that don't help you get along with your brother, your sister properly. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit. How are we going to do this, everybody? It's through God's Spirit, because you and I both know we can't do it on our own, in our own strength, in our own goodness. No. We need to do it through the Spirit of God. In obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. That's the last note that Brother Alcantar, I don't know if you mentioned it over the pulpit, but that's what he told me there one-on-one at the altar. It's through the unfeigned love of the brethren. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. Everybody, why don't you just say unfeigned love of the brethren. That see, once you've done this, see that she love one another with a pure heart. You ready for the last adverb? Fervently. Oh my goodness, listen to that last statement. Once you've done this, once you've been able to obey the truth through the Spirit, and you've achieved unfeigned love of the brethren, once you've done that, there's one more step. See that you love one another with a pure heart, fervently. Fervently. What does fervently mean? Heated love with fire. It's like you something. It's passionate. And we're not talking about the romantic love between husband and wife. We're talking about the romantic love between brother and sister, if you will. What I'm talking about is that fervent love. It's a real, genuine. It reminds me of James chapter 5, verse 16, where it talks about the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much. Well, this is the same word being used here, that you love one another with a pure heart, fervently. Unfeigned, what does that mean? Well, we could look it up, but we know the basic meaning of that. It means something that's not fake. It's not insincere. On the contrary, it's sincere. It's real. It's pure. Boy, I didn't plan on going this deep tonight, but there we are. There's a couple other things that I want to talk about, everybody. What are we going to achieve with this unfeigned love of the brethren? Well, Brother Alcantar said it last night. We're going to achieve real unity. True unity. And once we get that true unity, everybody, imagine everybody pulling together in the same direction like a team of horses. We've heard the term, but Elder Sanders taught it in his message, preached in his message from about 6 months ago on one of our devotions, a team. We're a team. We're a team. It's like a team of horses. You're going to have 6, 8, 10, 12 horses. And of course, you know, they're powerful. Horses are powerful. But you just need one horse pulling in the wrong direction. We got a problem. You got two horses, one pulling to the left, one to the right, and the other's down the middle. We got a real problem. But if we got all the horses pulling together with might, with strength, ooh, we're going to get somewhere fast. Praise God. All right. What are we going to achieve once we have this purity, this unity, and this, yes, this purity, this pure love, this unfeigned love of the brethren one with another? We're going to get real unity. And once we get real unity, we're going to be able to have revival. And we are beginning to see the revival take place, everybody. We're seeing some great. Boy, I can't stop feeling the Holy Ghost, everybody. And here I am. I'm looking at some messages here. Sister Christine wrote in, okay, all right. Arlene is on the call tonight, and we know that. We're going to talk about Arlene in just a moment. Someone's already writing here. Yep. Someone already wrote some messages here. And I said, like I said, if everyone has any messages, go ahead and write them in. Boy, what do we hear here? Someone wrote in, Sister Elisa Terrazas, maybe this is just partial, she's a little bit partial because it's her son talking. Very good, I'm waiting to start to hear that fresh, wonderful, oh my goodness, this is a little personal, she's bragging on her son. Anyway, she's excited to hear what we're talking about tonight. Okay, so let's continue going here first, everybody. I got some things to talk about this Sunday. So, Arlene, we just mentioned Arlene. That's Sister Christine's daughter. Well, Sunday morning, everybody, I want to share something. Towards the end of that altar call, I seen a young man, and I talked to him after Sunday morning service. I seen a young man with part of the group there with Christine and Chris's family. He's at towards the end of the altar call as it's winding down. He marches down the side aisle with his wife in hand, and one of his kids. Marched down to the altar, but not just to the side of the altar. He went right down to the middle of the altar with his purposefulness in his steps, like if he was on a mission. I noticed it, his body language. I hope you all hearing what I'm saying. He had a certain attitude about his coming down to the altar. He wasn't just walking nonchalantly, kind of casually. No. He was walking with purpose in his steps. And he got down to the very middle of the altar in front of that little table where we have the anointing oil. And he put his head down and he just started praying and closing his eyes and really praying. And I noticed all of this. Well, we get there, Brother Alcantar, Brother Pryor, myself, Brother Rosemary, several of us start praying for them. And I got to tell you, I don't know if I was the first one. I hope I was the first one, because I get excited when I'm the first one to see someone, when you can see the flame of the Holy Ghost, that flame of the Holy Ghost begin to kindle in someone, like a little kindling fire that begins to burn when you set it up on the campfire, you know what I'm talking about, and you're trying to start a fire in the cold, and all of a sudden you see the little tongues of flame begin to come out. Well, that's what it was like. I began to see Arlene. She kind of lifted up her face, and her mouth was kind of starting to move kind of funny, and I could hear and see something, and I said, wait a minute, what is that? And Brother Prime, I tapped him on the shoulder. Brother Prime, look, And sure enough, everybody, you could see her mouth, her lips begin to kind of move quickly, and it was out of her control, and she didn't know how to let it flow. We began to let it flow, let it go. And the next thing you heard, she began to talk in an unintelligible tone, which is a good thing, because that means she doesn't understand what she's saying. And little by little, like baby talk, you could hear yarabaku yaraba shatai. You began, I could feel it, everybody. I could feel it. I could hear it before I even saw it. I get excited just thinking about this, everybody. I cover the Akantar. But the Akantar, come on over. Steven, everybody, come on over. Look at what's happening. It was so genuine, so real. It was the first time. And I know she's on the call tonight. And if you want to say something tonight, Arlene, let me know. I'll open up your line. Or if you want to send it a text message. And you can tell everybody if I'm telling the truth. But this is the way I saw it. She began to bubble up. And I like that, like I said, that little kindling of a fire, flame, began to start lighting up in her face and in her tongue as the Holy Ghost began to little by little come out. And that's the way it is sometimes, everybody, when someone gets the Holy Ghost. And I'm glad we're talking about this, everybody, because some people just think it just comes out, you know, full force for the first time. Sometimes it's slow and gentle and easy. And don't feel bad, anybody. Don't feel bad if it did. Oh, that's not what happened to my mama. My mama, Elisa, saw a vision of the Niagara Falls flooding her and filling her belly with the Holy Ghost, with the waters of the Holy Ghost. Not everyone's going to see a vision. The Lord gives different people different things. But again, we don't have to feel bad if we didn't get it the same way that someone else got it. So, and please excuse me, I got someone here right outside my car. This seems to be happening recently in the last couple of weeks, but I think we're going to be all right. Okay, I'm not going to lose track, everybody. The enemy's trying to create a distraction here, but we're going to keep going forward. So that's what happened with Arlene as the Holy Ghost just began to flow. Powerful, powerful. But after it was all over, everybody, I went gently to Giovanni, and that was his name, her husband. He was very serious, and I said, Giovanni, come over here. I want to talk to you, and I hope he's on the call tonight. I said, Giovanni, I noticed something. We got some text messages. We got over a dozen text messages. I'm going to try to read them all in a minute, but listen, everybody. I said, what is your name, Giovanni? Giovanni, I noticed something as you came down the altar. You marched down that altar with your family in your hand, like you had your wife's hand gripped in your hand and your child. And it looked to me like you had a mission. You had a purpose in every step as you marched down that aisle. And hallelujah. Just thinking about it excites me, everybody. And you marched down to the middle, not just the side of the altar. You wanted to be right smack dab in the middle by the fire where the fire's at. And he said, Yes. I just felt like I needed to come down here. I had this need for my family, Praise God. And I said, well, look at the blessing God gave you because of your faith, because of your attitude, because of what you did in your attitude, in your faith, in coming down the way you did. The Lord filled your wife with the Holy Ghost, Giovanni. And Giovanni, you're next. You're next. And Giovanni, if you're on the line, I'm telling you right now, you're next. It's on the way. It's on the way. The Lord has blessed you in your faithfulness and your attitude and your faith and what you did. You led your family. Ooh, there it is. You led your family to the altar on Sunday morning. And now you're next, Giovanni. And the Lord's going to bless you. And he's going to give you something great in the Holy Ghost. And again, I'm sorry. There's just folks right around my car doing something, everybody. But I'm not going to be distracted. We're going to continue moving forward. All right. All right, where are we at? Let me read some of these messages that are coming in. All right, let's see here. Okay, so Julie's texting some things in. All right, some folks are responding. Praise God. Let's see, somebody else is saying. Someone just wrote in, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so thankful to be in such an anointed church. Amen. I don't know who this came from. It could have been another texting right now. Whoever wrote that in, please text your name in. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so thankful to be in such an anointed church. Amen. And she just wrote her name. Arlene! Exclamation point. Thank you. All right, Arlene. We're gonna go ahead and add your name there. And ladies, add Arlene to the evangelism group if she wants to be added. Praise God. Praise God. All right. All right. All right. Let's continue moving forward here because we want to stay on track with what we're talking about here. Praise God. there's a direct connection between unity and revival. Someone wrote, I'm not sure who wrote that. It may have been Sister Jessica or Sister Cindy. I'm not sure. There's a direct connection between unity and revival. You are right, Sistren. That is the truth. All right. Let's continue finishing my thought here, what I had written down here, everybody. So that's what happened Sunday morning. A miracle took place, and more people are going to be receiving the Holy Ghost. But someone else was here Sunday morning, a young man by the name of D'Antoine. D'Antoine, you may have noticed him. Young black man, about, I don't know, in his mid-30s or so. And here's the story, everybody. As we talked, he came to pray at the altar. He seemed a little bit kind of, he wasn't moving quite real fast, and kind of, a little bit kind of in a slow motion, and wasn't sure what was going on. But he opened up with us, and I think he's on the call tonight, and I asked him to be on the call tonight. And D'Antoine, I'm sure you won't mind me sharing your testimony, little that we know about you, but we're proud of you, man. We love you. Hallelujah. And then we're talking about that same love of God that we've been talking about. And you know what? Yeah, thank you. I just remembered something right now. As he began to share with us what happened, listen to this, everybody. I got up, and I heard today that he got up Saturday morning looking for a church. And Sunday morning, he got up again Sunday morning with a purpose. Again, purpose. There's the word purpose. With a desire and a need. I need to find a church. I got to find a church. And here's why he needed to find a church, everybody. D'Antoine is a firefighter from Oklahoma. Okay? He was there for the last several years. And he had a stroke. And when he had that stroke, it caused some physical ailment or impairments, and it's kind of slowed him down a little bit in certain ways, that stroke. And he was forced to make a life change in recent months for different reasons, personal reasons. This may be part of it, the health issue. I'm not entirely sure of all that, and I don't want to say anything that's not accurate. And D'Antoine, you can tell me more details later. But he ended up coming here, and listen to this, a miracle after miracle. He found some apartments right down the street from the church. But they told him there was a 2-year wait. I believe it. I think he said it was like a 2-year wait because it's just a backlog right now. You know how housing is in Southern California. It's bad. But the Lord provided a miracle. The Lord opened the door, and he got that apartment in about 2 months. What a miracle. And he's there with his 5 kids. And I believe they're like from age 5 or 6 all the way to like 10, 11, and 12, 14, maybe 15 years of age. The oldest one. Him alone. No mama, no wife right now. Just him and his 5 kids, everybody. And I want you all to hear, boy, I'm feeling it right now just saying this. As he's telling us all this after church, he said something. He said, you know, I went to another church. I went to another church recently. And boy, afterward, they made me feel really uncomfortable. They made me feel really bad, and I don't want to misquote it, but I think it had to do with they thought that he was maybe homeless or on drugs or something bad because of his condition or whatever it may have been, and they just made him feel bad, so he didn't go back. I wouldn't go back either. No one should go back if someone makes you feel that way. Hallelujah. But when he came, but when he came to hear everybody, he not only felt the love of God, the presence of God, but there were people, not just myself, there were other people that came to him, gave him the right hand of fellowship and made him feel loved, made him feel welcomed. They asked him his name. They asked him about a situation, and he was there talking. I think we were the last ones there, me, him, and several others, Miguel, Cindy, a few others that were there, the last ones there. The whole church was empty, and we were still talking to him. Think about that. The love of God being conveyed, the love of God being shown, the love of God that we've been hearing about. We just talked about the love of God last week, I believe, and here we are talking about it again. Brother Alcantar, every time we talk about something on devotion, it comes out on the pulpit on Sunday, it seems. And Brother Alcantar did it last night, and here we are talking about it today. How important it is to have the unfeigned love of the brethren flowing through us. That's your job and my job, everybody. We got to make sure we're clear vessels, pure vessels, without obstacle, without deterrence. Boy, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost right now just saying, Yaravashatai. And that's what D'Antoine felt Sunday morning, everybody. As we prayed with him, and someone, I'm not going to name them, gave him a few dollars, more than just a few dollars. He didn't want to receive it. No, I don't want your money. Listen to that. what a testament to him and his character. But no. Hey, all of us need a little bit of help every now and then. And this person gave that money to him, and he didn't want to receive it, but finally we convinced him to take it. I'm not trying to embarrass you, D'Antoine. We're here to help. Hallelujah. And I ended up giving him a ride home. I found out where he lives. All right. Then Miguel gets involved. But I'm just involving all kinds of people. I know Cindy was helping him, and now Miguel said, "Can you give me his number, Brother Vic? I know he has kids, and I wanna give him some clothing and stuff." And so Miguel went ahead, and I gave him his number. He got in contact. Miguel and I were supposed to meet him here today at 6 p.m. Turns out that D'Antoine needed help moving a bed upstairs or moving some furniture around. Well, as I get to church around 6:30, because Miguel and I were supposed to meet Gustavo, who wants to be baptized in the name of Jesus. Listen, everybody, revival's taking place. Miguel and I were supposed to meet Gustavo at 6:30 p.m. tonight to talk about baptism in the name of Jesus. When I pull in, I see people moving around. There's Miguel. He's walking with Sid, Brother Sid, out towards the front of the church, and what's going on? And they're walking towards the truck, and I park in the back of the church, and I see Gustavo pull in, and the next thing I know, everybody, is I walk out to the front of the church, and there's Brother Sid, now that, and Miguel, and Gustavo, and they're loading up these sofas on the back of Sid's dad's truck. What are you guys doing? Oh, Brother Vic, we found these sofas for free across the street, and we're going to take them over to D'Antoine. Oh, my goodness, let's go. We get in the truck, all of us fit. We get to D'Antoine's. He is tickled pink. This happened just in the last hour, everybody, without us thinking about doing this. We unload the first sofa. Are you okay with another bigger one? I'm okay, he says. Let's go back. We go in and got the other bigger one. And as we're picking up that bigger sofa, the owners of that house, they're Spanish-speaking people that gave the sofas to us. You know, they were, you know, put them on their front yard for free. We told them, Miguel and I told them, we're from the church across the way. And the lady says, hey, en español, tengo algo que necesito que oren. I need you to pray for something. Oh, what is it? My husband. Whew, I feel it right now. Think about this. Here we are getting free sofas to give to take to D'Antoine. And now this woman, very shy, kind of timid, speaks up. Hey, if you're from that church, right? Yes, yes, we are. I need you to pray for my husband. Why? I said, why? He's in the hospital. He has heart problems. What? What's his name? Jose Rubalcaba. I said, you know what? We're going to pray for your husband. We're going to pray for him right now. Brother Miguel felt to pray for them right then. So we gathered right there. All of us just prayed. Gustavo, Brother Miguel, Sid, myself, and this family prayed in the front yard for a miracle, but also everybody for salvation, because they're right across the street. Oh, and then they made the connection with us. Pray for us. We're hearing that a lot these days, everybody. Pray for us. Pray for me. They know that we're a praying church and that miracles take place here. And that's another one waiting to happen. We prayed for her there, and then we went ahead and took the other sofa over to D'Antoine's house and delivered the second bigger sofa to D'Antoine. And there we met all the kids, beautiful children. I think two girls and three boys, great kids. And there I look forward to seeing them come into Sunday school. Sister Courtney's going to have her hands full with more kids. Sister Miriam and the others, teachers that are helping the kids in that age group, in those age groups. Hey, there's revival taking place. The Lord is bringing the people to us. Once again, all these things that I'm sharing with you, everybody, are taking place real time. This Saturday, evangelism, street service on the corner of 4th and Grove. Sunday, the services that we had with the Alcantara, Brother Prime, who also talked about the evangelism and the results of our prayers that we've been faithful in the last several weeks. And just today, Miguel and I were supposed to meet Gustavo, and in trying to meet him, this happens. The sofas appear out of nowhere for D'Antoine. The clothing was taken to them. Sofas are taken to them. And now we're helping them with some other things as well, everybody. Hey, everybody, the Lord is putting us into action. I want to say in Spanish, the Lord is putting us into into action, everybody. We're the soldiers of the Lord, and we've gone through some hard things, some of us. All of us have gone through hard things, and some of us could say, well, my brother, my sister has suffered some great things worse than I have. And maybe that's true, everybody. The Lord is going to not put more on us than we can bear. But the Bible says to endure hardness like a good soldier. Endure hardness like a good soldier of Jesus Christ. But I want to tell you that we are all on the front line, shoulder to shoulder, hip tahit, Lord, hallelujah, with our sword in hand, with our shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, the armament that we talked about, the whole armor of God. We're learning how to put it on. We're learning how to use it. We're learning how to wield that sword, and we're learning how to fight together, side by side, shoulder by to shoulder, not injuring one another on accident or on purpose, God forbid, but we're going to fight together on the front lines, everybody. Praise God. I hope you're feeling what we're feeling tonight. This is real. This is tangible. This is not just human excitement or human emotion that's going forth, everybody. This is the Holy Ghost beginning to move through us. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to go ahead and end here in just a minute, but I've gotten a few more text messages, and I'm going to see if some of our people are wanting to say some things here. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sister Christine just texted in, my brother Jesse and his ex-wife Christina also went. Their daughter was baptized. That's right, little Vita was baptized on Sunday morning. And Arlene got the Holy Ghost. That's right. Brother Alcantara prayed over them. Yes, he did. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got some more messages here from some folks here. Okay, Brother Vic. Oh, boy, I'm going to get in trouble if I don't do this. Sister Elisa from San Diego, Brother Vic. Oh, she calls me Brother Vic all of a sudden out of respect. Finish reading my first message. I'm honoring the Lord in that message. I really enjoy these devotionals. Remember, this is all I get. Okay, Mama, you got me on that one. Remember, Vic, this is all I get. And the reason Mama says it is because she's in San Diego. She can't be a part of what we're doing here, everybody. She can't feel the love of the brethren joined together here in the church house or on the street corner there on 4th and Grove. So she says, this is all I get. So I'm going to go ahead and read her first message. I was a little embarrassed to read it. She wrote, very good. I'm waiting to start to hear that fresh, wonderful voice of my dearest Victor praising our Lord Jesus in another exciting devotional. And she wanted me to read that for everybody because this is all she gets. And that's why I read it. I'm in San Diego, but it's okay. The Lord is blessing our unity even if I don't see you. Well, we see you, Mama, and we feel you, Mama. We feel your prayers, and we're praying for you, and we're one body. We're one family, just like mom is my mom. Everybody, you're my brother, you're my sister, my aunt, my uncle, grandmother, grandparents. We're all one family. We're feeling the unity flowing here. Praise God. Praise God. And yes, Christine is making it clear that Arlene is her daughter. Arlene is my daughter. This is Christine. Oh, you're taking ownership there, Sister Christine. She's your daughter. Yes, she is. Hallelujah. Yes, we love you, Elisa. You are part of this body. Everyone, we are all a part of this body. Everybody, we've gone over time by just a minute here. It's already 8:01. But I hope you're feeling this love of the brethren, this unfeigned love of the brethren, and the unity that comes as a result of that, and the revival that comes as a result of that, and the evangelism that comes as a result of that. Once, when we have this in place, and we're getting there, the Lord is going to begin to bring the souls. The Lord is going to begin to bring, the Lord is already bringing in the souls. Praise God. And that's what we're seeing right now take place. Everybody, why don't we just close out in prayer right now in the name of Jesus and thank him for what's taking place. Lord Jesus, we thank you. I'm thankful. We're grateful. We're thankful, Lord. You know what? I'm going to open up the lines. I want everybody to be praying right now. I want everyone to hear everybody's voices right now together in the name of Jesus. Let's pray together. Praise God. Hallelujah. Together, let's pray together. Let's hear everyone's voices in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for everybody. We hear the voice. We can hear the anointing flowing. We have a Lord. And we know that you're receiving it in your nostrils, and it is a smelling stable, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for it, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Praise God, praise God. Amen and amen. And everybody, I hope you've enjoyed this. Continue to enjoy it by going into your prayer closet and continue to pray faithfully as you have been. Let's continue to speak. Bible. Let's continue to see evangelism. Let's continue to see the unity of the brethren. Let's continue to practice the unfeigned love of the brethren one with another in the name of Jesus. Praise God. All right. With that said, you're all dismissed in the name of Jesus. Everyone say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
All right. I'll dismiss. God bless all of you. Amen.
God bless.